Unit 6. Recording 6.
And up next, it's time for Just Tell Me I'm Wrong. Today's topic, how young is too young? Or perhaps more accurately, how old is old enough? We've received hundreds of calls, emails and text messages about the right age for a child to do all sorts of things, like have a smartphone. In fact, our first caller asks about just that. His name is Ed. Go ahead. Ed, you're on.
Hi. My situation is that my 8-year-old kept asking for a smartphone and eventually we bought her one a few months ago. Then last week I got a bill for over £200. I knew something like this would happen.
So basically you think she's too young for a phone?
Yeah, that's right.
Surely it's up to the parents to set guidelines.
So what you're saying is I should give her some rules?
Exactly. Right from the beginning. OK, thanks, Ed. Next caller is Julia. What's your question, Julia?
My question is about social networking sites. I don't let my daughter use them. She's only 10 and I'm worried about online bullying.
So, in other words, you're worried about kids being horrible to other kids?
Yeah, you hear so much about it nowadays.
That's a very good point. Online bullying is a serious problem, but isn't it better to talk it over with her? I'm sure they have lessons at school about how to stay safe online. She has to learn sometime.
So what you mean is I'm being overprotective?
To be honest, yes. And if you try and stop her, she'll only find a way to go onto a social networking site in secret. And if she ends up in a bullying situation and you haven't prepared her, that could be much worse.
Oh dear. Oh, I'm sure you're right, but it's not easy being a parent nowadays.
I agree. Thanks for your question, Julia. Let's go to our next caller. Dan, you're on.
Hi. My question's also about technology.
It seems like that's everyone's main worry. Anyway, go ahead, Dan.
Well, my son, Seth, he's 12, and up till recently he was a normal 12-year-old. You know, he used to go out with his friends, play football with me. You know, we had a great relationship.
So, Dan, basically I'm guessing he doesn't want to spend so much time with you now, and you feel a little
bit... Oh, no, it's not that. It's just that he spends all his time on the computer now.
Surely that's just normal nowadays.
It's hard to say. Sometimes, at the weekend, he spends all day in his bedroom on social networking sites or playing video games. I don't think it's right. I mean, for one thing, he never gets any exercise.
Don't you think it's just a stage he's going through? I used to spend hours in my bedroom listening to music when I was that age.
So, what you mean is I should just relax and let him get on with it?
Yeah, he'll grow out of it. And you can't force him to go and play football if he doesn't want to.
I guess not. Thanks.
OK, our next caller is Zara. You're on.
I was wondering how you would deal with a 13-year-old wanting to get pierced ears.
13 years old? Doesn't she simply want to be like her friends? I imagine a lot of them have pierced ears.
Well, that's it. I'm not talking about a she.
Oh, in other words, you're upset because your 13-year-old son wants to get his ears pierced.
That's right.
Ah, so it's because he's a boy rather than his age.
I suppose so.
Well, does he have friends who've got ears...